Welcome to Students for Change on Youth Express, recorded live from South Fayette High School. This is Sarah Dady, and I'm a sophomore here at South Fayette High School. Joining me are
Alexandra Stone, and I'm a freshman.
Isaac Lawrence Hart, and I'm a sophomore.
Hope Falick, and I'm a freshman.
Today, we'll be discussing climate change with regards to preventing it, as well as how the administration is handling it. But first, we're going to talk about the actual effects of climate change. Obviously, this has become an increasingly prevalent issue in recent years. So what effects of climate change are, in your guys' opinion, the most important, shocking, or relevant?
I think one very important change is the altered coastlines, which I'll come back to later. But something even more important is the thousands of deaths that this causes. And not only are there the deaths, there's worsened conditions for asthma and pulmonary disease because of the increased air pollution.
There's been a lot of wildfires lately relating to natural disasters, which also leads to deforestation, which is a huge factor in climate change.
There are some things about saying the Arctic is most likely to become an ice-free place because of the heat waves and the warm temperatures that is coming through there and making the ice just melt, and it's hard for the animals to survive because they're not in the cold temperature as much anymore.
I also think, going back to the natural disasters portion that Isaac mentioned a little bit earlier, that hurricanes are becoming stronger and more intense. And even we saw in 2018 the horrible damage of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. The country was without power for 328 days. Can you imagine being without power for nearly a year? That's horrible. And not only that, nearly 3,000 people died. And on a lesser scale, Hurricane Florence, compared to Hurricane Maria, only 53 people died, but it sustained $22 billion in damage. That is a lot of damage, and I really do think that despite rising temperatures, I really think the most important thing that we need to be focusing on with climate change is these natural disasters that keep on happening. If we think back, like I remember back in elementary school, like obviously I didn't know about the news as much, but still, that I feel like the hurricanes now are way worse than what we've ever seen before.
As storms become stronger, there's more droughts as well. There's such a big storm in other areas.
This also leads to crop failures, which can totally throw off the economy.
And a lot of people think that because the growing season is technically longer, that this is a good thing, but as we know, with all the droughts and crop failure, this actually really isn't a positive even of climate change.
Speaking of these effects, what is our government doing to prevent these issues?
Obviously, we know that our president and his administration don't actually acknowledge climate change as a real scientific thing, and we know that Trump himself disagrees with the Fourth National Climate Assessment, which was done by 13 federal agencies that are specific in those fields, so it's kind of shocking that he's almost ignoring the scientific research that has a huge effect on our world.
There is also an assessment released that said sea levels will be rising by the year 2100, which will lead to over $1 trillion in coastal real estate lost. And this means that Miami and Manhattan will be underwater, which is just like, I was just in Manhattan a few weeks ago, so that's crazy to think that it might not even exist by the end of the century because of these rising sea levels. It also leads to coral reefs being destroyed because of the acidifying oceans.
Another example about like the authorities disregarding pollution, for example, specifically Trump wants to bring back coal mining jobs. The U.S. has added about 2,000 coal mining jobs, and President Trump wants to add more.
I do think it's good that jobs are created. I just think at the expense of the environment, because we have one Earth, that's it, one shot. That's all we have. I know they might be looking to see if there can be life on Mars, but that will take time to maybe even build something up there. I know there's been books and movies about it, but those are books and movies. It's great to create jobs, but at the expense of the environment, I just don't really even think it's worth it at the point of damage we're at now.
Going back to what Isaac said, Trump said that we must eliminate at least 8 billion tons worth of emissions, but it won't be enough to change the outlook on the climate, especially with the sea levels. So it was pretty much, why bother do it? Which I think is just really ridiculous that we just shouldn't do something because it's not a big enough effect. What does everyone else think?
honestly think that's kind of sad. Like, if you go into things thinking, like, oh, there's already so much damage, it's unfixable. But really, you can fix it. It's just going to take time, and it's going to take a lot of people coming together. And obviously, our nation is not together right now. But we need to look past that and kind of come together. Even, it's not even just the United States, it's bigger than us. It's the whole world. It's not just the United States that's experiencing this issue. It's the entire world.
I agree. So while we were talking about how the administration was handling climate change, how about we discuss what we can do to help the issue?
We could reduce plastic. Like, fast food chains such as McDonald's are changing the material of their straws, and it's an advancement.
I agree with Isaac, because when all the plastic and all that stuff together combined and all that stuff, it's just kind of destroying our world and, like, not making such a great environment for all of us. And I feel like if we were to continue to, like, give up all these straws and plastic and all that stuff, I think it would be a little bit better and fix it a little.
I did some research, and I found that eating less meat, specifically red meat, can have a big effect on helping the environment, because the greenhouse gas emissions from agribusinesses are an even bigger problem than fossil fuels, which we don't even hear about. So by eating less meat, we can help emit less gas emissions.
It's kind of convenient for, like, my mom to make that instead of, you know, not having meat, just because everybody likes it. So, like, that's a really good idea. I just think there's limitations on what we can do. I was taking the more, like, green your commute approach, which also obviously has limitations, but trying to carpool as much as possible or even take public transport, which I'm guilty of not even taking the bus to school in the morning. My sister drives me every day, and I live 15 minutes away from the school, and I'd have to cross a highway on my bike. So I know it's kind of almost seems silly, but I feel like if you live in an area where there's the weather's nice, obviously not like today, it's freezing outside, and I wouldn't want to ride my bike to school either. So I'm not suggesting everybody drop your keys down the sewer and just ride your bike all the time, but if you could maybe try ride your bike one day a week to school or ride your bike to work one day a week or walk somewhere instead of driving, if everybody just did it, just maybe even once, it would help out a ton. And a lot of people don't realize that, even though it might seem like you're one person, if a lot of people do it, it could really make a difference.
I agree with everything you're saying, that it's not as realistic, but it does leave immediate results, and it can help you save money, especially with carpooling. You can also plant a garden, or since that's not as realistic too, because many people don't have the space, even just having a few houseplants can have a big effect, and you can start having more and start, like, growing it.
Another thing is also energy use. We use a lot of electricity and water every day, and a few things you could do is, instead of using the dryer, you could try and hang dry your clothes. Also, unplugging electronics aren't in use, or using energy efficient light bulbs like the LED. Even switching over to maybe some renewable energy, it is a little bit more expensive, but solar power and geothermal heating are becoming a little bit more prevalent in the world today, so that might be an alternative method that you might want to try.
That concludes this episode for Students for Change on Youth Express, recorded live from South Fayette High School. Special thanks to Ms. Reed. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org. You're listening to Youth Express, all youth, all the time. To hear this podcast again or others like it, find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, or youthexpress.org. Youth Express, catch the future.